The Assembly will hear an address by His Excellency Mario Abdo Benitez, President of the Republic of Paraguay. I request protocol to escort His Excellency. On behalf of the General Assembly, I have the honor to welcome His Excellency Mario Abdo Benitez, President of the Republic of Paraguay, and to invite him to address the Assembly.
Señor
President of the General Assembly, Secretary General, Excellencies, Heads of State, Ladies and Gentlemen, this traditional meeting brings us together with the great responsibility of exchanging ideas and generating commitments to secure this intergovernmental public sphere, which is so necessary to provide responses to the shared crises facing our nations. At this, my final appearance here as Head of State, I wish to underscore the commitment of the Republic of Paraguay as a member of the international community to continue contributing to building a world which fully upholds fundamental freedoms, peaceful conflict resolution, dignified living conditions for all, and an unwavering fight against organized crime. All of these areas are affected by factors of a global scale. Before the economic and social consequences of the pandemic had entirely dissipated, already we were faced with the impact of belligerence in the international context. Our peoples, therefore, faced the difficult situation of observing the shortcomings of national and international institutions in tackling emergencies. In such circumstances, the main challenge that we have consists of containing the unleashing of projects which manipulate genuine public annoyance to advance demagogical and despotic actions. And we cannot have any truck with discourse which seeks, by misleading, to sacrifice liberty. The world requires more than ever temperance, dialogue, and moderation. We are living in times which require tangible political commitment and not generic approaches. All the more so in the post-pandemic years, which are likely to be difficult and which will require complex reforms which avoid false promises. Latin America is one of the regions most affected by the current situation, so we must be able to adopt positions of principle which are in line with our concern for the full implementation of human rights and collective self-governance. However, such stances must be part of a broad plan of cooperation, wherein those countries who are better placed remain aware of the imbalance characterized by the planet in all spheres. We must provide stability to the world with a common voice. We cannot avert our eyes to what is happening in other countries and leave brotherly nations to their fate. Therefore, we are a country which represents solidarity and which stays true to our principles in Paraguay. We have always supported the kindred country of Venezuela and the people's fight for their democracy. In the Human Rights Council, Paraguay, along with other countries, is therefore leading a resolution which will allow for a continued in-depth investigation into violations of human rights in Venezuela. We must rebuild a moral awareness of the continued validity of human rights and democracy. The legal instruments and the institutions which we have created to protect these are of unquestionable value. However, the fundamental element when safeguarding people continues to be a consolidation of the concept of the overarching value of their dignity, inviolability, and autonomy. Today's difficult context requires that we tackle global problems together, with no exclusions. In this regard, my country underscores our support for the request of the Republic of China, Taiwan, to be a full member of the United Nations system. We are convinced of the valuable contribution that its participation would make to the multilateral system. I take this opportunity to express my solidarity following the earthquake which has recently hit the Taiwanese people and the various events following this in the Dominican Republic, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Paraguay aligns itself with the great majority of countries advocating for peace, the rule of international law, and prevailing diplomacy. We are disquieted regarding the situation in Ukraine and the humanitarian consequences and the economic consequences of the conflict. We urgently call for a cessation of hostilities and a resumption of the negotiations. It is fundamental that our organization and the international community in general participate unreservedly in this process. Against this backdrop, we cannot but highlight the scrutiny of the Security Council's role in this delicate international context. There is an urgent need to rethink its functioning so as to steer it towards effective performance and to bolster the role of the General Assembly as a space to channel the voices of all states. Another area of importance in terms of cooperation is the health of the international financial system. We cannot continue talking about global initiatives to eradicate poverty and promote sustainable development when our economies are being contaminated by the flow of profits from illicit activities. Recently, Paraguay received pleasing news from the Financial Action Group of Latin America following their evaluation, thanks to the joint work of the modernization of our institutional structure to combat money laundering and terrorist financing. We are a country which is committed to cooperation, and we understand the importance of adopting preventative and punitive measures. This is a task which no state should neglect or waver from. The rule of law is a global objective which goes beyond political beliefs, and those who do not conceive of it in this way are jeopardizing community life. During my administration, Paraguay has coordinated the efforts of the security institutions as never before. We tasked them with the greatest operation in history to target organized crime. This success was due not only to our own state forces and their efforts, but also the coordinated work done with friendly agencies abroad, where we were able once again to attest to the importance of joining forces if we wish to achieve results against criminal groups. Moreover, in cooperation with intelligence agencies, we detected and raised the alert regarding the flight of an aeroplane and its crew who had been flagged with links to international terrorism. Another front for cooperation is the area of sustainable development. Paraguay, as part of the global food production machine, is making headway in transforming its production matrix, as well as the implementation of sustainable practices in crop and livestock production, and the provision of energy, which is 100% clean and renewable. But for all of these efforts to be truly meaningful, We need those countries whose own characteristics shoulder them with the greatest responsibility to act accordingly. We are living on the same planet, and we are part of the obligation to protect nature, which falls to each state. Paraguay, therefore, along with other countries, has promoted the creation of a special rapporteur on climate change in the Human Rights Council. This will contribute to making the true impact of the crisis more visible at a global level. Paraguay's commitment is continually increasing. As well as being one of the five countries of the region which has achieved an increase in foreign direct investment during the pandemic, we have also doubled our private investment over the last 4 years. The firm Moody's improved our credit outlook a few months ago, and this is in line with the historic, prudent and stable administration of our economy. We are part of the most important logistical and economic corridor in South America. Moreover, we are continuing to deploy an unprecedented infrastructure plan, which will allow for greater connectivity and market access. As you can see, despite the testing challenges we have faced, we enjoy conditions which allow us to look to the future with hope. Finally, I wish to lay out the vision of the Republic of Paraguay for the world. Above and beyond our legitimate differences, we have shared challenges which must compel us to remain united. My country is committed to this organization and hopes that its purposes will be achieved. As Pope Francis said, we are all in the same boat, and we are called to work together so that there will be no more walls that separate us. May God bless all our nations. Thank you very much.
On behalf of the Assembly, I wish to thank the President of the Republic of Paraguay for the statement just made, and I request protocol to escort His Excellency. The Assembly will hear an address by His Excellency Sauli Niinistö.